This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
It's called Triple E. It's a deadly virus that is turning up in mosquitoes in Connecticut now increasingly. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has more. He has a live update from Shelton. Sean.
Well, Eastern equine encephalitis is a nasty virus. Roughly one-third of people infected will die. Triple E causes brain swelling. It can leave patients with neurological impairment. Mosquitoes have tested positive in 12 Connecticut towns, mostly in the southeast, but also here in Shelton, which is not all that far from Bridgeport and New Haven. Horses have been infected in two towns. No human cases so far in Connecticut. Stephen is an avid outdoorsman.
I put on bug spray when I go fishing. That's about it.
Where do you like to go fishing?
All around here.
Mosquitoes like water, so you got to be careful.
Absolutely.
A New Jersey man is recuperating after being hospitalized. Mosquitoes have tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis in 11 New Jersey counties. Health officials say you should avoid outdoor activity dusk to dawn, wear long sleeves, long pants, use insect repellent, and try not to camp near swamps and marshes. Live in Shelton, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey may go beyond the banning of flavored vape products with a complete ban on all e-smokes. Everything. This idea has the support now of one of the state's more powerful figures.
People are inhaling these products and they're dropping dead.
New Jersey State Senate President Democrat Steve Sweeney says the sale of vaping products needs to be shut down in the state and shut down quickly due to the ever-increasing number of vaping-related illnesses.
People are throwing back at me, well, what about cigarettes? What about alcohol? And I'm thinking, hey, guys, come on. People are vaping, and especially kids, their lungs are getting destroyed.
Sweeney admits it is not possible to shut down vaping overnight, but in his opinion, state lawmakers need to act quickly, pass a bill by the end of the year that would ban all vaping-related products until the vaping industry finds the source of the problem. Mike Smeltz, WCBS News Radio 880.
In a season filled with special moments, Pete Alonso provided Mets fans with another one last night. He didn't even have to swing a bat to do it. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is on the story this morning and joins us live.
And the rookie slugger Paul wanted to honor the heroes of 9/11 last night with caps bearing the logos of first responders.
But there's a lot of red tape with Major League Baseball, and they kind of shot that idea down.
So Alonso went with plan B, creating custom-made red, white, and blue cleats with a painted date and the words, "We will never forget."
I just want to show recognition to all the people who are just heroes, just ordinary people that just felt a sense of urgency and an admirable call of duty. So this is for all those people who lost their lives and all those people that did so much.
Alonso was a first grader in Tampa on 9/11, but says the day has taken on added meaning for him since he came to New York. And it must be the shoes that propelled the Amazons to a shutout win against Arizona, scoring 9 runs on 11 hits. Reporting live, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Saw a cruise ship heading up the Hudson this morning, Craig, and I was thinking, how much of a bummer is it to get off that into the tropical weather that you just left behind a day ago?
Yeah, right. I mean, tomorrow's going to be cool. Felt like the tropics yesterday, though, around here. 88 for the city, and it was in the 90s for places like Teterboro and Newark. Trenton got very close to it at 89. LaGuardia was 91. The heat index was in the low and middle 90s yesterday afternoon, so a real touch of summer yesterday. Not as hot today, although still muggy, and there will be some showers and thunderstorms around, and definitely much, much cooler for tomorrow. As for the showers and thunderstorms, well, we have a few in Litchfield County, Fairfield County. They're not quite as heavy as they were before, but Fairfield and parts of New Haven County, and also off the south shore of the island, and one lone cell also that's still near to the city, and it's in the vicinity of Englewood, drifts across the Hudson into portions of the Bronx. So, you know, and more will develop this afternoon, so showers and thunderstorms are possible at any time, and a high near 80 for the next several hours. Showers ending tonight, turning much cooler, 56 to 62. And then Friday, it's only near 70 with a gusty wind tomorrow. Saturday does warm back up to around 75 to 80, a chance of showers Saturday night. Currently in the city, we're at 75, humidity 84%, and a light northerly breeze.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.